This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope you're well today. I wonder if you know the name Ralph Barton. Well, Ralph Barton was one of America's top cartoonists back in the early 1900s. He was a brilliantly gifted man. He was in great demand, made a lot of money, and yet tragically he committed suicide before his 40th birthday back in 1931. And he left a note pinned to his pillow before he took his own life, very sadly. And this is what it said. I've had a few difficulties, I've had many friends, I've had great successes, I've gone from wife to wife, from house to house. He said, I've visited great countries of the world, but he said, I'm fed up with inventing devices to fill up 24 hours of the day. That's what he said. It's so sad to hear of these sorts of stories that don't make any sense. Mark Twain, he was the father of American literature and is still considered today as one of the great men of the 20th century. And just before he died, he said this, a myriad of men are born. They labour and sweat and struggle, they squabble and scold and fight, and they scramble for little mean advantages over each other. Age creeps up, infirmities follow, and those who love are taken from them, and the joy of life is turned to aching grief. It, he meant the release, comes at last, the only unpoisoned gift that earth ever had for them, and they vanish from a world where they are of no consequence, a world which will lament them a day and forget them forever. That's what Mark Twain said. Now, again, a very sad statement. It's a reality that some people miss the point of discovering what really matters in life. It reminds me of another author whose name was Henry David Thoreau back in 1854. That's such a long time ago. And he used to say that the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. I think that's another way of saying the worst thing that can happen is to come to the end of life and discover that you haven't really lived. Now, I can think of nothing sadder than to realize that if you come towards the end of life and you discover I've missed out. So how can we be sure that when we approach the end of our lives and look back, we can say, I've lived a great life. Yes, I've had heartbreaks, disappointments, I've had loss, I've had failure, but I took part in life with what was given to me by God. Now, if we could say that, I think that would be really a satisfying thing to say, because it means we've unlocked our potential, we've done something really worthwhile with our lives. And I believe that each of us do have something specific in life to do. And often we're disappointed because we don't know what it is. Or we've given up trying and we say those two words that you might hear quite often, if only I could have been a better person, or if that had not happened. But what happens here, of course, is that we blame the circumstances in which we find ourselves. George Bernard Shaw used to say that he didn't believe in circumstances. I think he meant we're stalling when we say, oh, I can't do that because of the circumstances. Because negative experiences will come and we need to face them. Life can be a challenge. It can be overwhelming at times. But do we give up at the first hint of trouble? What about having a go? Well, maybe you've pushed yourself down, but I want you to remember that there is somebody that you're supposed to be. Whether you're 15 or 95, the rest of your days, there is something that you're supposed to do. Because I think built into every one of us is this desire and the need for our lives to count for something. Remember that you have ability and strength and talent because God believes in you. Therefore, there is no situation that's hopeless or helpless. God walks with you. God is on your side. Therefore, you cannot lose. And I think, really, that's powerful stuff. There's something to be said here by the author of Uncle Tom's Cabin, Harriet Beecher Stowe. She wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin. She was deeply involved in the struggle at the time for the freedom of slaves. And she said this, when you get into a tight place and everything seems to go against you, hang in for 1 minute longer. Never give up. For that's just the place and time for the tide to turn. For God's power is brought into action just when our power fails. So there it is. By saying to God, God, I need you. God, will you help me? Well, Heavenly Father, we don't want to understand, Lord, your patience, and we thank you for the peace that you give. Give us the strength to face tomorrow and the confidence too. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.